Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. Well, it's going to happen Tuesday of this week, but what a long time in the making. And talk about dreams coming true as well. The Montana Rescue Mission in Billings is going to dedicate their new campus facility and services to Executive Director Matt Lundgren is in studio here. We have David and Vanessa with us in studio to talk about, well, this news, but how impactful it is in people's lives and those changes that you're a part of. Right? When you give or when you volunteer, Brayton Erickson's going to join us from the Butte Rescue Mission as well. Rob Lawler from the Montana Office of Faith and Community Service. We're going to talk about how Montana takes care of those with challenges. It's our homeless, or maybe it's low income, or it's drug addiction. There's a lot of things that we're dealing with. And are we doing a good job in helping people come out the other side with hope in their lives? We'll talk about that discussion today here. I think it's a big yes on Voices of Montana. Matt Lundgren is in studio here. And let's just welcome Matt. And then we'll get going here on the hellos and the what fors. But first, it's Matt. Matt Lundgren, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. Thanks so much for having us on.
Thanks for coming in here. Executive Director of the Montana Rescue Mission. Big deal coming up tomorrow for you.
Yeah, it is. This has been a dream 4 or 5 years in the making. We took an old building from 1880s and we renovated it, modernized it, and put all sorts of stuff in there just to make it serve the people who need it most in our community.
Well, and that's the interesting aspect. One of the interesting aspects is that it's an expansion. The need is growing as well, but there are people out there still answering that need, you know?
That's right. Yeah, and, you know, because of our generous donors, a lot of them are your listeners, whether it be a rancher that comes in with a side of beef or a pallet of lentils, or whether it be someone that sends in a check, everybody has participated in this campus. And it's just amazing to see that it's all come together. And tomorrow night at 4 o'clock, we cut the ribbon.
You have got like the tours are going to start at 1 o'clock. You have programming and recognition starting at 4, ribbon cutting. You got a whole dinner. I mean, this is did it take you as long to put the celebration together
exactly.
as it did
yeah.
the...
yeah, well, the celebration is a big deal, but we really want to make it, commensurate with the size of the project. This is basically a whole city block, downtown Billings, and we went from about 30,000 square feet to about 200,000 square feet. So we really got a lot bigger, and we went from about 100 beds to 400 beds. You know, we added affordable housing. We added the whole addiction and mental health recovery clinic. We added the vocational training center to teach people welding, automotive, woodworking, HVAC, culinary. I mean, the list goes on and on. We really want to have a campus where people can come in and their lives can be changed for the good.
And what is it very encouraging is that there's more collaboration now. I mean, you've got a campus there, and there was a big reason for that. I want to have you go into that. But
yeah.
Part of that, too, I think, is collaborating on the services. So everybody is kind of full service nowadays, or at least getting there, right?
That's right. We call it the unified campus because once upon a time we had a separate men's and women's shelter. We put them all under one roof, and then we also added all these auxiliary services under the roof so people can get the mental health care, the addiction health care, the vocational rehab, the child care, all that under one roof so that they can work on themselves, get out of recovery, get past their struggles, and get back into the workforce and into housing.
We're going to talk with David Campbell and Vanessa Bond here as well. They're in studio, and you guys can say hello. Might as well check in, right? Vanessa, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you for being here. And David, how about you?
Very well, thank you, Tom.
Nice. Again, like I say, thanks for being here. We're going to talk about some of the challenges in your story a little bit, but also how these services have helped you, you know, put one foot in front of the other in the right direction, so to speak. Going back to Matt, though, I mean, talk about how long this was in the making. Talk about the commitment. It's $20+ million, I understand.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, when I first took over the Montana Rescue Mission, I forget now, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago. It's a long time. It's flown.
It's been 25, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. The building was really geared for kind of that World War II model with everybody in one barracks with one shower. All the men in one big barracks, all the women in one big barracks with one bath, one shower each. And I said, we got to do better. We had no elevators. And I said, we got to do better. We had some outdated cooking equipment. And we didn't have all these extra services. You know, if you wanted 3 hots and a cot and you wanted to do some of those services around the edges, we had you covered. But I'll tell you what, now it's a whole different world. And thanks to the generosity of the community, and whether it be, you know, P66 donating some stuff for the Vocational Training Center, or Rocky Mountain College donating the bunks for the dorm rooms, or whether it be Big Sky Resort donating the furniture for the apartments, or whether it be just our normal donors that send in a $10 check, this thing has been funded, and we're down to like that last, we're down to the last $100,000 left to raise out of this $20+ million campus.
You know, and with that, I'm gonna bring on our other guests here as well. Rob Lawler is the Faith and Community-Based Services Coordinator from the Montana Office of Faith and Community Services. Rob, how you doing, sir?
Great to be on your show.
Yeah, thank you for being here. Also, Brayton Erickson. Welcome back, Brayton, Executive Director of Butte Rescue Mission, and a lot of things going on there as well. Hey, Brayton, are you a little bit jealous of what Matt's got going on here tomorrow?
I don't know about jealous, because that's a very big building.
right?
But, yeah, thanks a lot.
I'm certainly excited for everything that's going on in Billings.
Yeah, yeah, and you've got changes and things going on there too. We'll want to address. But Rob, I wanted to ask you, as you know, Matt is talking about the partnership, the public private partnership. I think your office specializes in that to a fair degree. Talk about
my office is in the Department of Public Health and Human Services, and kind of newly created over the last about 3 years. And what my office strives to do is to hinder those partnerships between our faith, our nonprofits, and the government, state Montana. And how can we work together? How can we support them? And how can we bring resources to them, as well as knowledge back into the state about the resources that are out there, like what Matt's doing. So,
how difficult is it to get them to come together, or what's the challenges, or what's the incentive? Because there are a lot of good individuals, but also corporations, especially in the state of Montana, that are willing to help. Maybe they don't know where they can help in that regard. What's the overall process for your office in helping a place like Matt and what Brayton handle?
Yeah, so giving their organizations a voice, kind of at the state level, in a place where they sometimes don't. So some of our nonprofits that are doing great work, just like Matt and Brayton, don't have the resources to put towards liaisoning with the state government, DPHS resources and tools. And that's where my office kind of comes in, is kind of that helper in between. And I think it's super important. And you asked a question about how hard it is. I think the hard part is the set ideas that we have to have a huge separation of our faith-based partners and our state, and that we can't work together. But I think we work together really well when we put Montanans first.
And Matt, the collaboration of services, I think that is ripe for a public-private partnership, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly the key. Because if you have someone who's homeless and struggling, and you say, hey, walk across town for an appointment with a therapist, they may not get there. They may stop somewhere along the way and get into trouble. Or you say, hey, you know, take your kid here 10 blocks away for childcare, but then come back here in time to work on your GED or your HiSET, your high school equivalency test. They may not come back, or they may get discouraged, or the wheels may fall off the bus. And having everything under one roof really solves a lot of those. Well, frankly, it takes away barriers, takes away the bumps in the road, so that it's the smoothest possible way to get people back. Because who of us doesn't have a relative or a family member or friend that hasn't struggled with either mental illness or addiction? Nobody. We all have. And so to have this kind of care paid for by the community, by donors, is really huge to help people back on their journey.
And, you know, more and more, that's each individual in some ways.
Yeah.
Susceptible to that.
We all need help.
Having struggled through that. Yeah, that's 100% of us. Hey, Brayton Erickson again, Executive Director of Butte Rescue Mission. Why don't you give us an overview of what you heard, but also how are things going in Butte? What are the challenges that you're dealing with there, and maybe the public-private partnerships that you're entering into to help your community?
Oh, you bet. We have recently opened a drop-in center here in Butte, and we've seen quite a few of the same challenges that Matt has over in Billings, you know, with mental illness. And so we're all doing our best to bring the resources that best are most effective to our community. And I really think that's where the Rob Lauer and that that position at the state of Montana is so important, because the state does some things really well, but then there's other things that the state doesn't do that well. And when nonprofits like Montana Rescue Mission and Butte Rescue Mission, and there's literally thousands of other ones around the state, are helping take care of people, I think we all win.
Rob, I'm going to throw that one to you, because it wasn't just us in studio, but I think it was everybody who's listening. When we hear that there are some things we do well and some things we don't, some things the state does well, some things the state doesn't do well. I mean, everybody's agreeing with that to a certain extent. Talk about what the state does well and what the state maybe is challenged with, where folks like Matt and Brayton and everybody who supports them come alongside with.
Yeah, I think the state does some stuff really well. One, we help work with the funds from our federal government in various programs, Medicaid, SNAP, those kind of things. I think we do really well in getting those out to people. I'm sure there's always challenges. But what we probably don't do well, and I would like to quote our governor, is we're not great parents. I've heard Governor Gianforte say that over and all. What I get out of that is sometimes we're not good at the direct one-on-one that Brayton and Matt, the rescue missions, do so well. But we can be that help and support of those other programs that we do well. And I think it just goes hand-in-hand when we work together. They're good at certain areas, and the state is better at its areas. And I think we work together, we have a great working model.
I appreciate that. Matt, you were, again, shaking your head. That's another area. Yeah.
I guess they can't hear me shaking my head on the radio,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But you're right. You know, and in some ways, if someone has arrested development because they've been with alcohol or drugs, or because they've had mental illness, and maybe they're stuck as a 12-year-old mentally, even though they're 35 because they've been using so many drugs, it really is a reparenting situation. And, you know, David, as a case manager, works with people every day to say, okay, let's set a budget. Let's make a plan about getting to work on time. Maybe that means you don't stay up till midnight, right? That's the kind of work he does. And Vanessa, as my program coordinator, brings in community volunteers, whether it be a pastor to preach on Sunday or someone to teach a first-time banking class or a first-time homebuyers class or even a parenting class, right? These are the things we're doing, is trying to help our guests learn to parent themselves or learn to effectively get back into society. And sometimes that's because, like Rob said, like the governor said, the state is not a good parent. But we're trying to pick up that role. As people of faith, we believe that we're brothers and sisters in Christ, but also the hands and feet of Christ serving the poor.
I'm going to turn. We got a breakup coming, so we'll just turn a little bit here to Vanessa and David, too. Program coordinator, how do people get across the line in terms of, I need help, here's the Montana Rescue Mission, here's the Butte Rescue Mission, I'm just afraid to go knock on that door. How do they get across that line?
They come in, and our staff is very, you know, friendly. We explain our services to them, that there's all the support and all these classes that can help them achieve what they're going for.
We also send out our outreach team, too. A couple nights a week, our outreach team goes throughout the city and picks up people in vans and brings them in and says, hey, is tonight the night you want to come in? Because a lot of people don't want to come in. And I know it's true in Butte like it is here. A lot of people don't want help. It's true. They'd rather stay in their addiction or stay in their mental illness. Once they get the help, they realize, boy, that was dumb. But just to break that barrier down to come across the front door can be a big high hurdle for folks.
David, was that for you?
Yes, absolutely. What started for me was I lost a job that I had for 10 years. So I got laid off, and then I turned to alcohol, and then after that I lost my place, and I just thought I was at the end of the road with it. And back when I came in there, they had a doorbell. You would have to ring that doorbell to come in to check in. And you know when you rang that doorbell that you were going in to the mission. And once I went in there, that was the best decision I ever made to do that.
Did that come apparent to you early on? After you they answered the call, so to speak, the door, opened it up.
Absolutely. They welcomed me with open arms, and they just let got the classes going for me and went from there.
You too, Vanessa. What was that moment like?
Yeah, so a few years ago, I was evicted from my apartment. I was struggling with addiction and trying to heal from domestic violence. I actually didn't know we had a shelter here, and I lived here my whole life. I met some other homeless individuals on the streets, and they told me we had a shelter. So I showed up on the front door, and it just started from there. They introduced me to Jesus. They had me go to recovery groups and life skill groups, and they kept me on the right track in my recovery. And I'm very grateful for the work that Montana Rescue Mission does.
Matt, you've got to say something. You're beaming a little bit. Well, too, you know?
This is what success looks like, right?
Yeah.
People talk to statistics or whatever, numbers, but these are lives, right? There's two people in your studio, Tom, whose lives have been totally changed by the generosity of this community and the work of the Montana Rescue Mission. That's success.
What's it like to have hope?
It's a very good feeling to have hope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David.
Oh, absolutely. It gives you something to look forward to and wake up for every day.
Using the opportunity to kind of brag about this new unified campus in Billings, Montana, the Montana Rescue Mission, to examine the kind of services that are necessary and how we're handling that, not just as in, you know, as a government, but as individuals, as a society, as a public. And so with us in studio is Matt Lundgren, Executive Director of the Montana Rescue Mission. We also have Brayton Erickson, who's with the Butte Rescue Mission as well, Executive Director. Rob Lawler on the phone, Faith and Community-Based Services Coordinator. And then in studio, David Campbell, Case Manager from the Billings Rescue Mission, and Vanessa Bond. Matt, why don't you talk about how valuable it is that Vanessa and David would come in and be willing to talk about some of the struggles that they have been through and how that process has gone from there to where they're now giving back like this.
Well, that's just it. They say the measure of success is if you as a teacher can teach your students to do better than you, right? And that's certainly the case here. The folks at the Rescue Mission stepped up when Vanessa rang the bell or when David came to the front door. And now, over the series of years and over their own journey of recovery and honestly their own innate gifts that God gave them, they have blossomed and flourished, and now they're both giving back, whether it's David doing daily case management with people, guys and gals just like him that were on the street, or Vanessa coordinating all the programs to help all the people. She knows exactly what the people on the street need because she was there, right? And that's, I would say this, most of my staff at the Rescue Mission have gone through our program, and that's a testimony to the effectiveness of what we do.
Vanessa, how much does that help you in your position now, having gone through some challenges, you're able to relate to some of the people that you're trying to point in the right direction now?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I can relate to them very well. And it not only helps me, but it helps them too, knowing that I went through the same thing and that they can do it too.
There's a lot of trust there. I see a lot of times people are opening up and crying on Vanessa's shoulder. You know, she's not the therapist. We have a couple of those too. She's not. But they'll literally cry on her shoulder and say, you know, I'm struggling to find diapers for my baby. And she's like, we can help you, right? Or, hey, I'm really struggling to beat this addiction. When is the next 12-step group? And she'll literally walk them down the hall and say, here you go. It starts in 5 minutes, right?
I saw the plans for, and everybody can view that tomorrow, by the way. The grand opening campus tour start at 1 o'clock. They run from 1 to 4 o'clock, and then you've got a nice celebration dinner going on after that as well. So there's a lot of rooms to take people to, so to speak, in the right direction. David, what's a day in the life like for you as a case manager?
Every day is different, but depending on the situation, what I do every day is I try to set them up for success. And whether that be getting them enrolled in Medicaid or SNAP and setting them up a doctor's appointment with the primary, getting them to the optometrist, or even Social Security, getting them signed up for that. And sometimes when you set them up for success, it's just the little things that they helps them out and goes a long ways with them.
Yeah. I appreciate that last comment,
yes,
too. Yeah.
Who of us could navigate that system? Maybe we need Rob to get on and tell us, but it's a lot. I mean, you got no documents. You got to get an ID. You got to get a Social Security card, a Medicaid card, all that. Just imagine if you're struggling with mental illness and addiction. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
It's overwhelming, and that's why caring people like David, Vanessa, shoot, like Brayton and Butte. It's happening because we believe the people of God are stepping up and helping out.
Amen to that. And Brayton, I'm going to throw it to you to drop a few names. And you could drop the name of your lovely wife, too, who's helping you in this mission, too. But you know, when you hear David and Vanessa talk about where they came through and where they're at right now, does somebody come to mind that you'd like to single out there in Butte?
I have staff that that have been in the trenches, that have been there and during the hard times, and I have two staff members in particular that are very effective. Misty, who runs a lot of our program, and Andrew, who runs our emergency shelter. Who better to reach those that are caught in the vicious cycle of trauma than those that have been there and those that have done the hard work to work out of that. And so we find some of our most effective staff members and volunteers actually are those that have been through and have been through tough times. And we do have some certified mental health peer supporters as well that have been through some addiction and made it out, and it is just so great to see those individuals give back.
Yeah, and Rob, I'm going to throw that your way as well. Okay, from your seat as the services coordinator of the Montana Office of Faith and Community Services, when you hear a David Campbell or a Vanessa Bond talking about their story, from your view, how do you turn that into magic so that more people can share that same experience?
Yeah, I hear quite a few things. One, let's just go quick back. Matt said something about getting IVs, and I have to say, I just had an experience last month with my office. A 14-year-old who's been on the streets is now 19, doesn't have any sort of an ID, couldn't get a birth certificate, and I was able to go to the leadership of that vital statistics area, and we found success. And I think it's just that partnership. But it just moves me when I hear that all these resources coming together turns into successes. It is great to see people not stuck in the same place. My history has been doing a lot of what Brayton and Matt do in another organization before coming to this job. So to see it from a different perspective and how it does work when it works is amazing.
You know, and I want to ask the question about the faith aspect of this, Matt, because it's vital in a lot of ways for recovery. But talk about that. And do people get nervous about that?
Great question. We don't require anyone to believe when they come through the doors. In fact, a lot of people come to us. And, you know, believe it or not, there's not as many objections as you'd think, because when people come, they've lost everything. They need something to hope in, something to believe in. And so if you say, here's God and he loves you, they're like, I'll take all the love I can get, right? And I'm a guy that served churches. I've worked in all sorts of different ministries, whether it be a Bible camp or youth ministry. But this is so fulfilling because I see the flock 7 days a week, and they're there working on their lives every day. I would say the average churchgoer maybe goes on a Sunday, occasional Wednesday, or some even Christmas and Easter, but these folks are there every day, and that's why it's like plants in a greenhouse. We see them blooming and blossoming. I mean, here's your examples right in front of you, Dave and Vanessa, because they've invested in themselves, and there's dividends.
Yeah, I don't have enough time to really go into it, but I'm going to ask you, Vanessa, in 30 seconds or less, share that value. Share how much that's important to you now.
Going through the program really means a lot, and Montana Rescue Mission has helped me so much through these past few years, and I wouldn't be here without them.
There's so many little things in your life that can change your future, and there are some big things as well. Taking those steps toward those big things, it's a decision, right? But also sometimes those little things, that just takes the kind of the thinking, the turn of a thought. I'm looking at that and thinking, lives change here. That's the theme for the Montana Rescue Mission. They're celebrating a new campus and a unified campus, and we'll talk more about that as well. But just how instantaneously decisions are made and lives are formed and futures are shaped. Don't forget, they can be reshaped as as instantly as well. Matt Lundgren is in studio with us here. He's executive director of the Montana Rescue Mission, Brayton Erickson. He's going to be joining Matt here on Monday to celebrate this new Unifying campus. But Brayton is with the Butte Rescue Mission, executive director. He's on the phone. Rob Lawler with us as well, faith and community-based services coordinator from the Department of Health and Public Human Services, the Montana Office of Faith and Community Services. And in studio also David Campbell and Vanessa Bond. And that's all we have time for is all these introductions. No, just kidding.
That was a lot there.
Yeah, yeah. We left and we were talking with Vanessa and David, and I want to have this opportunity to share that message too, because I think it's important. If you're struggling with issues, if you have doubt in your life or whatever it is that has maybe turned you in the wrong course, there are avenues out there like the Rescue Mission that can get you right stepped again. And Vanessa and David, you guys have shared that part of it was knocking on the door, the courage to do that.
Yeah.
And then part of it was the courage to take another step and believe in faith. Talk about that journey, Vanessa.
Yeah. The Montana Rescue Mission introduced me to Jesus at my first women's Bible study there. That's the first time I ever felt his love, and that's when my healing journey actually began.
Nice. Mm. David, what about you? I mean, not everybody has, well, nobody has the same story, as a matter of fact, when it comes to understanding and adopting faith in Christ.
Yes, absolutely. Each day I just wake up and I come into work and I put my hands or my day in God's hands. And, you know, we all love Jesus Christ there, and every day is going to be a journey.
Amen to that. Matt, talk about that. I mean, the marriage of faith and
yeah. That's why I do what I do, right? I was trained as a pastor and served in churches and different ministries. But like I said, we get to have chapel every day. We get to have Bible study every day. We get to have 12-step groups where we talk about God helps us in recovery. And we offer that as an olive branch to folks. I'll tell you what, you know, if you got your life together and you got your yacht and your Cadillac and you're floating on mighty Lake Elmo or down the Yellowstone River, you may not think you need God, but I'll tell you what, once in a while the rapids come, don't they? Mm-hmm. And everybody that's here at the Rescue Mission has hit the rapids and they've capsized and they're off the boat and they're wondering what the next step is. And God offers hope. We don't force it on people, but it's there. And they see that life preserver floating right next to them. All they got to do is say, okay, I accept it. Preserver bumps them and they hold on and we drag them into shore. That's literally a rescue mission. We're doing that every single day, rescuing people, just like they do in Butte. I mean, it's happening every day across the state. And I'm happy to be a part of this Association of Rescue Missions, whether it be Great Falls or Missoula or Butte or us. We're really telling people about God's hope because that's the thing that changes lives.
Yeah, that's like you say, that's the real rescue. I'm going to go back again because we have you guys in studio and thank you for sharing your story a little bit. Vanessa, maybe talk about a challenge or maybe it's a person who helped you or if you were to share a little bit of something with someone you're talking to, just one-on-one, hey, I see you where you're at right now. I was there. What was it that maybe got you over or was there a call or is there a saying? What helped you, Vanessa?
It was the staff's consistency. They made sure that I went to recovery groups. We had peer support there too, which helped a lot because, you know, they went through the same thing I did. I saw that I could do it too. It's basically their consistency to make sure you're going to all these things just to get you stable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. David, you got to hear her answer, so you got to form something in your. Do you have somebody that you like to single out, or was there a moment where you actually reached out and touched victory for the first time?
For me, it's the shared experience with all of the people there that they've been through what I was going through, and they could just help me out during every day. If I had an issue, I could come to them with it. And they would be like, yes, I know exactly what you're going through.
Yeah. And thank you guys for doing that as well. And now you're in the thick of it, aren't you? Yeah, absolutely. Are you enjoying it?
Oh, yes, every day.
Yeah, good. And you too, Vanessa, I presume. Your boss is right here. You're not going to say my... You know? Listen,
they both get brand new offices, and I'm still in my old office from 1880. So, they got it better than I do. They got windows. They got new furniture. I mean, it's just been amazing.
See, Brayton, when you see him tomorrow, you can tease him about that, okay? Boy, I sure love David's new office.
I definitely will.
Yeah. Hey, Brayton, why don't you share that as well? I mean... What is it? Every story is a little bit different. But from your perspective and seeing all those different stories and trying to make that all mesh together into sort of one, good direction, it's broad, but it's in the right direction. What do you share?
Yeah, so I see so many people that are caught either in addiction or some kind of unhealthy habit that leads them down this road of destruction. And you always want to say, well, what makes the difference? What changes in your life? What is it in each individual? And I love asking these questions with people that I meet on the street every day. And there's a certain amount of work that it takes to understand when you're in the midst of chaos, how to work yourself out of it, or how to see that there is hope, there is light at the end of the tunnel. And sometimes it's just generational, but more than anything, I think it takes community. We have to plug people into healthy relationships. And so that's what my staff focuses on, is people understanding their identity, how sometimes they're operating in a false identity, but they have a true God-given identity. And as a staff and as a community, we can show them that to help them walk along with them. It's not just one saying or one thing will fix it all, but it is a journey in every life. And sometimes it's generational. Sometimes it didn't start with them. It started with some tragedy, in different generations. But it is so encouraging to see a life transform, to people like understand what unlimited or what true love looks like and is modeled, and then you start to see their lives transform.
Yeah, I love that. I love that that formula, so to speak. And Rob Lawler with the department or the Montana Office of Faith and Community Services, is it a juggling act for you? I mean, there's a lot of people like the Rescue Mission, but others who deal with addiction or mental health that say if you have some spiritual component to that, there's a little more understanding, or there's more reachable recovery in that regard. But you're an office of the government, so to speak. How do you combine that spiritual and that secular? Do you have trouble with that at times?
You might think it would be harder than it is, but what I find is in a group of people, the majority of people are pretty open to faith. They attend church. So if you take a cross-section of, say, state employees, I think you'd be amazed to find out how many are very supportive of organizations like this. I get a little pushback now and then. Maybe sometimes it's more of I'm the state guy, and I get a little pushback from our faith partners. But, overall, I think it's really good. I talk to, mental health counselors who have been looking for resources across our state because the people they're working with are asking for, hey, I'll go to a program if it's faith-based. I get phone calls in my office for the same thing. So we finally are able to now put that all together so that we can have those resources heard and get connected with the right people.
Full range public-private partnerships without limitations like that, Matt.
That's exactly right. And that's how it takes, the old saying, it takes a village or it takes a community. This is what's happening, right? Whether it be the state office, whether it be the Butte Rescue Mission, Montana Rescue Mission, we're helping a lot of people and we need each other. I mean, I call Brayton and cry on his shoulder from time to time and vice versa, or whether it be Jim McCormick in Great Falls, we're all talking to each other because we got to help. And this is a bigger issue than we realized. And boy, I'll tell you what, we all have a family member that could use this kind of help.
Yeah, and the beauty about it, too, is that that's going on. It's not lights, camera, action. It's just real life, and you're doing it on a daily basis.
It's more than a reality show. You wouldn't want to film what goes on at our place, believe me. But that's the kind of stuff. And people are messy. When people are struggling with mental health and addiction, they're really messy. And it takes big hearts, so I really have to hand it to my staff and all the volunteers that come in, because I'll tell you what, life on life can get complicated. but it works. And that's the only thing that works.
We're going to take a break and come on back and talk more about how it's working here at this facility, the Unified Campus, the Montana Rescue Mission. There's a little bit to brag about here, Matt, so we're going to focus on that. Got a big grand opening tomorrow. You can tour this place. It starts at 1 o'clock for the campus tours and ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. They've got a courtyard now, 29 affordable housing apartments, a modern facility, full care services, security system, that's state of the art. We're talking about the new Montana Rescue Mission. Their unified campus is complete. The grand opening, lives change here. It happens tomorrow. Campus tours at 1 o'clock and then the ribbon cutting at 5 o'clock. And then a dinner celebration as well. Matt Lundgren is with us here in studio, who is the executive director of the Montana Rescue Mission. And a lot of lists, a lot of guests here too. David Campbell, Vanessa Bond with the Montana Rescue Mission. Brayton Erickson is with us. He's the executive director of the Butte Rescue Mission. And Rob Lawler also online with the Office of Faith and Community Services. Brag well, about this place.
Yeah, it's time to brag. Come on down. We'd love to give you a tour. I mean, this is your place. People say, are you the owner, Pastor Matt? I'm like, no, this is owned by the community. Our donors made this possible. And we literally took an old building from the 1880s that really by right should have been torn down. And we turned it into a state-of-the-art, like I said, a couple hundred thousand square foot facility where we have everything. We've got the emergency shelter to help people who are still struggling in active addiction. We've got the long-term program, which is like a one-year inpatient program where you can get well. And then we've got the affordable housing, thanks to our partnership with the Housing Authority of Billings and what they're doing on the top floor to help people get into housing. Then in addition to that, the work that David and Vanessa do, whether it be our vocational training, whether it be our licensed child care center. I mean, just imagine, you're a mom with three kids. You want to break your addiction. How do you do it when you're supposed to be watching your kids? Well, you check your kids into our licensed child care center, another public-private partnership, right? The state helps to fund part of that. And then you get to work on yourself. And then when you're done with your addiction recovery classes, maybe mom takes a class on how to be a cosmetologist. We got a barbershop in there. I mean, it's
you
got
do,
everything.
Really,
yeah. I mean, Tom, we could trim up that goatee of yours. I mean, it could all happen.
You're not touching this.
Okay. That's a work of art. But,
yeah, right.
But I'm bragging about the community and I'm bragging about what God has done. Because when I started, I never knew this would cost this much and I never knew it would be this amazing. But it truly is a work of art. And it's, I'll tell you what, I would live in any of these rooms. I would, and that says a lot.
And that does say a lot. I mean, and emergency services are one of those areas where we have, there's been a big need in not just, but mental health emergency services
huge
as well.
Need. Huge need.
Do you guys provide that kind of care?
Absolutely. We've got two licensed therapists on staff that work every day with people struggling with mental health issues. And, you know, we have a great relationship with law enforcement, too. They pick people up and they take them to us because they know they're going to get help. Tell you what, we put somebody in jail, it cost us as taxpayers a lot of money. You bring them to us. It's all donation-based. We save the taxpayer money, and people are getting the help they need.
And I think, did I see a like a theater, or is that a big classroom?
Yeah, we have a chapel.
A chapel
in there.
Oh,
so because we have worship services every day, Bible study every day. But then we have Tuesday movie night, where we have popcorn and let them watch the latest, you know, rerun of Scooby-Doo or whatever that is. But it's going to be a great just community resource to help people get back on their feet. And thank you, Billings. Thank you to our donors. So many of our donors statewide. We couldn't have done it without you, Billings, and with all of Montana, frankly, because our donors are statewide.
I got 2 minutes left. Brayton, I'm going to ask you for some final thoughts here too, sir.
Yeah, I am so thankful for the donors as well. And it is just amazing to see the difference that a facility that is finished and whole can make in a community. Like without that space, there is literally no place to go. And when you have that space, you have a center, a hub where people can come and they know where they can find hope and help and healing.
And Rob Lawler, some thoughts from you as well, please.
Yeah, it is just totally amazing to have a one-stop shop. I think I see just how people have to go from place to place around our state. You know, they access resources over here, especially in our rural communities. But to have a spot where, like, man, everything that you can think of that you could need, not just being homeless, but just as a person, is in that one spot. And that is just totally amazing. And having gotten the chance to take a small little tour in the building phase, I'm just blown away. I can't wait to see what it looks like when it's all done.
Yeah, me too. I'll be touring that. Vanessa, what's your future hold?
Well, I'll be working on getting the vocational trainings together and coordinated, continue to work with them with the classes and everything.
Congratulations, David. What's your future hold?
Helping as many guests as I can, helping as many people as I can. And I just want to say thank you to all the donors. There's no donation too big or too small.
Amen to that. Nice job, David Campbell, Vanessa Bond, Matt Lundgren, Cody Ross in studio here as well as Brayton Erickson and Rob Lawler. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.